All right, he's here, as he always is on a Thursday. He's Mayor Chad Baczynski dropping by, not in our studio, but I got him on the phone in a parking lot before his next visit. Mayor, are you there?
I am.
Welcome back. How are you?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Nice to have you here. Lots to cover this morning. I'll dive right into it. Mayor, you hit up social media this week with that video to share how you felt about the upcoming budget discussions. I got to ask, was that a video you had always intended to share, or did you just feel the need was there to clarify after the Floral Conservatory was being rather protective and letting the public know, hey, they're thinking about chopping us. Please don't. Is that why you put the video out?
It was absolutely, I mean, I always try to intend and get information out, but absolutely, you know, just based on the feedback, I thought it was important to just put a message out to, you know, take kind of my stance and how I see the process rolling out. Just remind, you know, everybody about, you know, why we're seeing the numbers we're seeing. You know, we did ask for this process, and it is shocking, but we have to remember that this is something that these numbers were, you know, behind the scenes, a lot of decisions made previously. Council asked to do this new process where it's putting everything on the table, and you know, I personally wasn't in favor of the minus 5% referral that council made when we did the special council meetings. But because that was passed, administration was required to bring back options to get all the way down to that type of a cut. And that's why we're seeing some of the more extreme options in that list.
All right. Just to be clear, the conservatory is one of many on a list all the way up to what, economic development. The council will explore trimming for cash. Is that right?
That's correct. That's one of many, many options on the table, as well as, frankly, any other option that that any council member could potentially think of to put forward at budget deliberation. So it's a very comprehensive list, because that's what was referred to at the time when we did those special council meetings, those special budget meetings earlier on a few months ago.
And using the conservatory as an example, they're looking for a grant. It's mere sense on the property tax. I would think there's some beefier matters to look at and really try to dissect, aren't there? And what would you say those are?
Well, I would agree. In my view, there are. And I think, you know, from my perspective, I think I'm more focused on, first of all, you know, things like the Floral Conservatory, those are things that make a city a city. Those are what make Regina a vibrant city. So for me, those are the types of things that when we start to take away those parts of our city, you know, it makes us less attractive. And it makes us a place that people may not choose as a city to live in.
So where do you see some of the money that you could go after, though? Because there's got to be a few in the back of your mind right now, aren't there?
Absolutely. And the areas that I want to look at are the areas of, I would say two main things. One is areas of potential underutilization. Is there areas or service areas that, you know, we've extended our services to that maybe, you know, are having an effect on, you know, a major area. But maybe we have some fringe areas that we don't need to focus on for funding certain things. And then the other thing I would look at is, just overall, you know, what is the utilization of some of those services? So I think there's areas, I'm confident actually, that admin has actually put, you know, through that massive list, there's actually areas that have low impact or no impact that we could just defer or adjust the service level that we're currently offering.
Okay. So the options range all the way from a 5% tax cut to an increase of more than 15%. What's your gut telling you where you might land?
You know, I mean, just to put it out there, I mean, my gut is, if, you know, I feel like we could get into the single digits. I mean, just to put it out there, that's my gut.
Okay.
Just basically my first blush at going through, but I've been diving in, you know, almost nightly now, going through that list and starting to get questions to ask.
So. All right. Budget deliberations begin on the 15th of December. How about Dewdney? Still waiting for it to open. What's your answer this morning? When is it opening?
It is opening on Monday, December 1st.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I can't believe it.
Well, believe it, because it's coming. I'm very excited. I'm excited for the businesses. I'm excited for the city. So it's been a long time waiting, and I'm so happy to see this coming to a close, the construction, so people can enjoy this amazing new street in our city.
You heard it here. Monday. from Mayor Chad Baczynski. Agribition is on. I saw you at the branding launch on Monday. When you were a kid, do you remember running to Agribition with school chums and running through the barns? Did you like it?
100%. Yeah, it was always a great time, something to look forward to. You know, and I heard we're way up on kids attending Agribition this year, right out of the gate. So,
are you more farm boy or city slicker?
Oh, I'm city slicker. So I mean, for me, it's always a new experience to see what's going on in the rural world. So, I'm a city slicker. So this is all new. This is always all new things to me whenever I go and see what's going on.
I got bull rider Lonnie West joining me here shortly in the studio. Would bull riding be something you could last 8 seconds at?
Absolutely not. Those guys are machines. Okay. I mean, they're a different breed.
Mayor, I'm out of time. As always, I appreciate your time. Thank you, Mayor.
Awesome. Thanks, Greg.
Like a rhinestone cowboy. Ah, yeah, Cowboys are in town, and Agribition fired up last night with a rodeo, and it was free to enter, and within the first 30 minutes of the doors opening, it was nearly packed to the rafters. Joining me now, Kevin Martell.
I heard you asking the mayor about, does he think he could last 8 seconds? You got to believe, I don't know why this thought came in my head, but you have to have immense wrist strength,
yes,
to be able to hang on. Yeah. I find, like, you'd have to rock with the momentum of the animal. And I feel like just your wrist.
Yes.
Like, what do you do to train?
And what about
you
your thighs? Because you're sitting on the bowl, so you know there's got to be power in your legs to try and squeeze too, right?
Yeah, cowboys probably just.
Well, we'll find out. I got a professional bull rider coming into the studio here after your 7 o'clock news, so I'll ask him about that. How's your wrist action?
Grip and, strength.
Yeah, there we go. Fog advisory in effect here.
Yeah, and it's part of, so we're looking at Environment Canada. If you've checked the Environment Canada website, they have some new alert systems. So some of the same colors that used to. Yellow, which used to be a watch. And of course, they still have red, which used to be a warning. It's similar, but it's slightly different. There's orange in the mix now. It's basically varying levels of alert, of danger, I guess you might call it. Red, for example, it could be
I don't need
quite
colors.
Dangerous.
I'm going to be very honest. I think it's a silly system. Just tell me what I need to know. You know, as far as I know, a yellow light means go like hell. It's going to turn red any minute. So don't bring that in when it comes to my weather. Just tell me, is it foggy or not?
Yeah, right. And this morning, of course, we do know that it is foggy, very much like yesterday morning at this time. And so even on the highway hotline, they're saying it's reduced visibility all around highways in Regina. Now we're actually under this advisory where this time yesterday we weren't. So if you're driving anywhere, it could be tough to see.
All right. A lot of eyes are going to be on Alberta here this morning, aren't they?
Yeah. Alberta's premier and the prime minister set to sign some kind of an agreement. It's being described as a memorandum of understanding when it comes to a new oil pipeline. But there are a lot of questions that remain. And a lot of those are coming from BC's premier, because what the pipeline is proposed to carry, crude oil, to the west coast of BC. Of course, they're right now, according to the premier of BC, haven't been a whole lot of consultations, it sounds like, with David Eby. And he was a little, you know, upset with that the prime minister talked to Alberta and even to Saskatchewan, but not much conversation had been had with him. So we'll see, because the prime minister has said that, you know, in order for us to do this, we want to have BC on board and affected First Nations on board on the northern coast.
Okay. And finally, a $10 per day child care extension coming.
Yeah, tomorrow. And this is something that's been talked about for a while in this province. We know that the current agreement expires in March. So I think a lot of parents were, you know, kind of sitting back and going, well, you know, are you going to sign a new agreement? Are you going to sign? Now we're getting word that tomorrow it looks like Ottawa and Saskatchewan will renew their agreement. We don't have a lot of details ahead of that, though.
Okay. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJAMI Newsroom at 6:58. Well, my next guest is everything I'm not. He's fearless, he rides bulls, and takes a licking but keeps on going. He's a bull rider. He's Lonnie West. He joins me from Alberta. Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Really happy to have you here. I know you rode last night. And how'd it go? Night number one.
It was rough. Not what I expected, but sometimes that's the sport. I got thrown off a bull. Actually, my buddy Coy rode that I'm traveling with here. He rode him earlier this summer, so I kind of knew what he was about, but
yeah,
he got me down.
Well, there's always tonight,
yeah,
right?
For
and,
sure.
And what does, try to help us all listening to feel what you feel in that 8 seconds, is like when you're on the back of a bull, is it like, to you, is it fast? Is it slow? Does it seem like chaos? Take me on the back of that bull.
Yeah, it's not too, like, it's probably not what you picture in your mind. It's fairly slow. Like, it's not slow motion by no means. I just been doing this for so long. I don't even really think about it. At this point, it's more like my body reacting, muscle memory and stuff. It's fairly fast. There's a lot of things happening in 8 seconds for sure.
Yeah. And you're kind of like dancing with the bull, right? With your
body. Yeah. Like you're more or less matching them move for move, right? Like they move right, you kind of want to move right with them. They go left or step ahead, you want to match that as well.
We were curious this morning, the guys at the back, we were talking about you coming on and excited to hear what it's like riding a bull. And someone was asking about, you know, you have your hand there and tied in like that.
Yeah.
Where's the strength mostly? Is it in the wrist and the hand, or is it in the legs?
Yeah, it's in the legs mostly. Like, there's a little bit of both for sure, but like your rope and your arm, that's your anchor to keep you down, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Lift on that when you have to, push on a little bit when you have to. But a lot in your legs, like keeping your legs ahead of your rope so you can, and then kind of standing on your heels almost so you can.
Yeah.
Get up off your, we call it get off your ass, you know. You don't want to be really just sitting with your butt flat on the bull. You kind of want to be up on him. But yeah, it's a little bit of finesse.
And you're a young man. Do you work out a lot or hardly at all?
Yeah, not too much. I'm fairly active with my job at home. So I don't
get in shape.
Yeah, I don't do too much of that. I try and eat real healthy and go to it.
What's the toughest part about making a living in this sport? Physical, mental, financial?
For me, it's been just staying healthy has been the hard part. It's been the last few years I'm kind of coming back. I had a couple shoulder surgeries.
Yeah.
Had my right and my left shoulder rebuilt. So it's just kind of been trying to get back to that. So
an orthopedic surgeon is higher up on the list than your family members on your speed dial?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's a rough sport, obviously.
That's the tough part of it, yeah. Staying healthy, like, you know, I always say if you're healthy, you can win. So
we look at it as a glamorous sport, though. Rodeo is glamorous to the public, I think.
Yeah.
What sort of misconceptions do you think we have about rodeo?
Oh, I don't know. I think.
Is it as glamorous?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, that's really all I know. So the biggest thing I laugh about, people always say, oh, you're crazy. Like even this morning, you know, we get that a lot. You're crazy. But you know, there's a lot of dangerous things out there, too, to us. It's just...
It's a living.
It's just a living, right?
Lonnie West is my guest bull rider. I rode last night. You'll ride again. The way this is set up at Agribition, you ride every night. And it's a point system, right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Top points, top money. How many days of the year are you on the road, and what is life like?
I wouldn't know a number on the road. It seems like 180 days sometimes, but... sometimes it's tough. I like being home. I got a fair bit on the go at home too with my own business and stuff. And all my family's at home too on the ranch. So some days are harder to get down the road. I find as you get older, it's a little tougher leaving, but we got a good group of guys that we travel with and it's fun. So
a lot of time in the rodeo motel, like your half-ton truck.
Oh yeah, for sure. A lot of miles. Like we used to go from Regina here in the summertime all the way to Grimshaw for the next day.
Kind of sounds like you drive for a living, but ride bulls for fun.
Pretty much, yeah. But I say half the fun of it, too, traveling and just being with your buddies. Like, that's part of it, right? That's a lot of the fun in it, too.
Can you walk us through your pre-ride routine tonight? Like, what's happening in your head? You told me off air today you're going to kill a little time, do some errands. You're going to go check out Agribition. You just rolled in before the rodeo last night. But take us closer to the ride itself.
6 o'clock, 6:30, we'll get there. It's pretty slow. I try not to get too amped up. Like, it's probably a 2.5 hour rodeo. So I'll do some stretches. I got my stretching routine and getting warmed up. Do a little bit of that. And then it's rosin my rope, get that stuff warmed up, make sure it's good and sticky to hang on to.
Yeah.
And then I'll get my knee taped. dealing with a little bit of an MCL injury, so I'll tape my knee about an hour before, and then it's lace up the boots and put the chaps and vest on and head out.
And tonight, do you know the bowl you're going to be riding?
No, haven't okay. seen the draw.
When you find out what the draw is, you know some of these bowls probably on the circuit.
A lot of
too.
Them, yeah, pretty much most of them we've seen. Like, you'll get the older bulls that are retired, and then you got the younger 4 year olds, 3 and 4 year olds that come up.
Is the older the bull the worse, or is the younger the strongest?
I would say the older the better, because if they're good enough, they stick around and they get to be old.
Well, I find it fascinating what you do, and I'm so thankful you would take a few minutes, because you got up early for us after just rolling in town. And I hope you have a great ride tonight, and keep going all the way to some of that cash at the end here.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Wish I had more time. Lonnie West from Alberta. He's a bull rider. Check him out at Agribition. There's still tickets available, I think, for the upper bull tonight. The lower is almost gone. Friday, Saturday, sold out entirely, but get some tickets while they're available, agribition.com. Thanks, Lonnie.
Thank you.
Joining me now, Evan Bray. Out of the heels of Lonnie West, our bull rider from Agribition, who just popped into the studio. You shook his hand,
I was going to say, he's got a grip of steel.
Well, we asked him about, you know, where his most strength is. Is it in the wrist holding on? Or he said the thighs and the legs.
Yeah.
And, man, he's been battered up, a young man.
Yeah, and he's a young fella for sure. But, I mean, that's not an easy gig in that rodeo
He
gig.
Goes to work. He said he before his routine was to tape up his knee. He's got a bit of, I think he said ACL. He's separated his shoulders a few times, surgery on his shoulders, rebuilt. You and I are in an occupation where this is nothing compared to what some people.
Yeah, it's I was thinking about that as I was listening to him on your show talk about all of the different injuries that he's had trying to stay healthy. Yeah. In fact, I have today on the program, we have someone from the Canadian Pro Rodeo Association on talking about the importance of, like, just health, taking care of yourself if you want to be in that
industry.
He said
his biggest routine is his health.
Yeah, that's it has to be for sure. So it's good. Agribition, I mean, last night I had friends that went to the rodeo, and they said it was absolutely packed. They got there early, stood in line. They got seats, but there was a lot of people that got told, sorry, we're full.
You and I both are headed to Agribition today. You're going to be at the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be at their booth. I was at their booth last year, so we're easy to find. If you come into the International Trade Center, there's that long main hallway. That's where the booth is located. So last year, lots of people. Conspiracy Kevin came by last year for a visit. We've had
lots of
people.
Do you ever get hecklers when you're in the wide open?
I don't know about hecklers, but I mean, lots of people come up and want to talk to you. And a lot of times I'll be in the middle of an interview. Yeah. So if you think about how an interview goes, I'll have someone on the phone. Yeah. And I'll be talking. While they're talking, it looks like I'm just sitting there doing nothing. So you'll get someone coming up. So you're Evan Bray, are you? You have to give them that. Just hang on a second. I'm on the air.
Who is going to be joining you there today?
Well, we have got, because we're at Agribition, we've got some people from the Ag Show that will be there. Of course, Saskatchewan Cattle Association are our hosts. So I've got one of their board members there talking about the beef industry right now, which of course is impacted like so many industries with everything that's going on with trade. So we'll talk that. I mentioned earlier, Canadian Pro Rodeo Association is on the show talking about the importance and the health of the rodeo industry. This is a big business, as you just heard from your guest. So we'll talk about it from a couple of different angles as well.
Evan Bray from Agribition. I'll be there also at Thunderstruck Ag. So I'll come bother you when you're doing
an interview. I look forward to seeing you there, Greg.
Evan Bray back at 8:30.